is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Happy Valentine's Day. And we are here with Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan in the studios with us this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Brady.
All right. Well, do you have any big Valentine's Day plans today? Just a big day for the Logan family?
Well, I tell you, if I did, I'd be spoiling them right now. So I'll have to stay quiet on that and just leave it as a surprise.
There you go. There you go. That's romance right there. Surprise. That's key.
Gotta have something in my back pocket.
Exactly. Well, how are things at Rock Creek Schools?
Things at Rock Creek Schools are very, very good. Things are very exciting right now. A little bit of anxiety going on with everything that is happening, but life is good at Rock Creek.
Anxiety.
Little anxiety. As we've talked in here a little bit before, the state itself is in a new accreditation process, the KESA process, and we've entered that in year two. It's a five-year process, and we've done a lot of our background work of year one last year in what they were calling zero year, their prep year, so we entered into year two and kind of thinking a little bit at times that we've bitten off a little bit more than we can chew, but we're playing some catch-up with our documentation right now, and district leadership team and our building leadership teams are doing very well in doing that documentation. But whenever you have change, you know, you've got a little bit of anxiety there, and that's kind of where we're at. But life is good. Kids are attending school. Kids are learning, and we're moving forward.
Brady Bowman here with Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. We typically have a Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter in with you, but talked to Tim a little bit yesterday afternoon. He's pretty bogged down with some business there. I think you were telling me looking for a new middle school principal.
Yeah, I think Tim has some interviews going on today, it sounds like. We actually did that here a couple of weeks ago. We have a longtime elementary principal at St. George who is retiring at the end of this year. So we went through an interview process, a screening process, and then an interview process with myself and the building leadership team down at St. George, and we offered a position. And it was accepted and acted upon at our board meeting this last Monday night. So we're excited to have a new gentleman, Dan Ackland, who will be taking over the reins of St. George Elementary beginning July 1st.
And I'm sure that's pretty exciting for the St. George community and a community that's really been growing. I mean, it's still a small community, but when you look at the statistics from 10 years ago, I feel like we just read those off not too long ago, but it was a substantial increase over the past 10 years.
It has been. You know, they replaced an old school building down in St. George about 10 years ago, built a new building for about 300 students. Within the span of 5 years, they outgrew that and added on additional classrooms. Right now, we're a little over 500 students at that site. So the area is growing substantially and doesn't appear to be slowing down when we look at new building starts. So that ended up with part of our last bond issue that we passed to move the fifth and sixth grades out of that school starting year 2021 to have some room for growth. New building leadership coming on after the current principals have been there for 26 years, you know. People are really excited about that, but again, a little bit anxious about some changes that that may occur. And, you know, it'll be a good change. You know, they're looking at it in a forward-thinking manner and, you know, already bouncing ideas back and forth with new principal, Mr. Ackland, through emails and phone calls. And, you know, just a lot of excitement in the air.
And the outgoing principal, did you mention his name?
Her name, Debbie, sorry. Edwards. Debbie has faithfully served St. George for 26 years at the end of this year and has done a wonderful job with growing that school and having it perform at high standards. We're a national blue ribbon school here not too many years ago. One of the leaders in what is considered multi-age classrooms, which is part of the Kansas school redesign, is they're talking about having kids educated at their educational level and not necessarily at their chronological grade level or grade age. So, you know, they've been proactive in education for a long time and continue to stay out in front of the curve.
And you said 26 years she was the principal. Is that right?
26 years she's been at St. George.
That is that's quite a track.
That is a good run, very good run.
She's seen a lot of change in education, I'm sure, from the beginning, thinking about 26 years ago to now, what the schools are like, what the curriculum is like, what the kids are like. I mean, so many different variables and factors.
Yeah, a lot of students, of former students, and not too far off from having, I'm sure, the next generation of students come through.
And you talked about that growth and how one of those schools is already outgrown, I think, in 5 years after it was built. I'm sure that's a very difficult thing for school districts, especially for our regional school districts, is projecting that growth when you're looking at infrastructure and improvements. It's such a wide range of how do you really project what you're going to need 5-10 years from now.
It's very difficult, and you want to be responsible with how you spend taxpayer dollars, obviously. Not knowing, you know, if we will have a big explosion of growth or things will slightly taper off in this last bond issue. We've set ourselves up at current growth over the last 10 years to be able to accommodate another 8 to 10 years of similar growth.
Brady Bowman here with Rock Creek School Superintendent Kevin Logan. Again, if you have any questions, comments, 785-537-1350. You want to get your 2 cents in on the program. And just looking at the calendar for Rock Creek, looks like how are athletics doing? How are the basketball teams going?
Girls athletics have had a couple of wins in the last month, which is real exciting for them. They had a tough start to their season, started out with a couple of highly ranked state teams to begin the year. But like I said, they have picked up a couple of wins here recently, one in overtime. They did fall last night at Chapman. It was a good game for about the first 2.5 quarters, and then Chapman started pulling away from us there. Our boys last night had a wonderful game down at Chapman. Didn't execute all the time as they would have liked to. Got down 12 to 15 at one point in the third quarter, but came back and won by 4, and a real exciting ball game out of two quality teams. We've had our high school wrestlers wrap up their regular season. They actually have league, I believe it's this weekend, they just finished league and have regionals that they'll be moving into, and hopefully we have a couple of wrestlers move on to the state tournament there. And out at the Rock, we just hosted junior high boys basketball league tournament that wrapped up this last Monday, and both our 7th and 8th grade boys took 5th place in their game and had a good season.
Always fun with the athletics there. A lot of pride in athletics at Rock Creek, and a lot of the teams always have a lot of good runs. The sport's always there no matter how the teams are going.
Yeah, the sports are always there no matter how it's going, and they are great ambassadors for our school and our programs, but we also have some co-curriculars that are just tremendous. Our vocal and music, they perform well every time they go out or if we have something in-house. Our forensics are going strong right now, and we've had some young kids in forensics that have performed well this last weekend. Our FFA program, we sent kids to nationals this last fall after winning high overall in the beef judging this last spring. So, I mean, we just have a multitude of really quality programs out there, both extracurricular and co-curricular.
Have your basketball teams played Wamego yet?
We have. Our girls lost there, and our boys lost a heartbreaker in the waning seconds of the game. Had a pretty substantial lead, I think 8 or 9 points to start the fourth quarter, and just couldn't hold on to it. But great, great environment for basketball. Tim's not here to
that's why
put a feather
that
in his cap. So, but yeah, it was a really good game. They were very gracious hosts to us, and we enjoyed that rivalry.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was still coming up, but that was still coming up. I was gonna be like, "Here's your chance to talk a little trash without Tim here." But
no, I won't do that to Tim. Guys who came into this business together as far as superintendency, we've leaned on each one another a little bit and value his friendship and business-like back and forth with the school.
Good, respectful rivalry.
It is a very respectful rivalry.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more with Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.